Talk Show.
Recorded live.
Good afternoon. This is Mystery Babylon News Radio on October 22nd, 26th, 2013. Tonight's broadcast, the title is A Time Such as This by Wayne Michael. Wayne Michael is the webmaster for avenueoflight.com. Tonight, I will be a co-host. Jurk Glissman of Belgium will be another co-host. And hosting tonight is Wayne Michael of Avenue of Light. So welcome to the broadcast, Mike. Or Wayne.
Thank you, Brother Walt. Good afternoon to the listenership out here. I'd like to start this, as I do with all, with a prayer. Heavenly Father, I ask that you bless this gathering and this fellowship that we have worldwide right now, no matter how many or few. I pray that you bless the listenership, that you remove the scales from their eyes and their ears may hear and they may understand and perceive. Help us to expound upon the second coming of thy Son, Yeshua. There's not a greater advent in the history of this planet. And all the people out here with all the glitz and glamour and technological advances that they've made and all these beautiful websites they have, they neglect to mention the second coming of thy Son. And without that, what good is it? It's worthless. And he has to be first and foremost in all things. He gave his life for those that would follow him and stand for the truth and expose these people out here that are deceiving the people and causing their souls to be cast into hell. And these people that we stand against on our twice weekly broadcast, and now this is a separate event, is a Jesuit order who literally founded this nation and set it up to be the militant arm that you see of the world today under the Vatican. And so, Revelation 18:4 says, come out of her, my people. My people come out of her. And this reading, I've named a time such as this, which starts as my profession of faith. And the mission of my website and myself is to announce the second coming of Yeshua and to exploit the Vatican's Jesuit-led New World Order. The Vatican's Jesuit-led New World Order. And to remove the deceptive smokescreen and expose Satan's masterpiece on earth. So that you, listener, may turn tragedy into triumph and rise to meet the Savior in the air when he returns. And if you're not swallowed by every false whim of doctrine out here, by all these liars and Vatican shills and puppets that are out here to lead you and cause you to lose your soul. And by the grace of our Heavenly Father, through the blood of his Son, Yeshua, may you come to the knowledge of the truth which is in him. Thank you, Father. I would like to start just a little bit here out of Brother Tupper Saucy's book, who was assassinated for this very truth. And the book's Rulers of Evil. And it says he had discovered himself after several years of private investigation. Excuse me. That the papacy really does run the United States foreign policy, as well as this government, which it created and set up and founded, and always has. And unfortunately, the patriots, through my age group, and through a little older, Brother Walters, no offense, and they've fallen into the claptrap of patriotism. The U.S., yay, mother, U.S., You know, and really, I name this as the eighth head of the Bible in the book of Revelation is Romerica. It is the eighth head. It is the final tail end global world empire that the scripture speaks of. And the eighth head will begin the day they set this man of sin up in Jerusalem. And then you see every denomination, man-made, religion, for power, are all announcing and hoping for their Messiah to come to be set up in Jerusalem, God's holy city, eternally named such. Well, my Bible teaches opposite of that. It teaches that they're going to set the final false Messiah, Antichrist, Pope in Jerusalem that will deceive the whole world under Satan. And that the whole world will worship this person because the world will be in such turmoil. And dead bodies will be strung everywhere like flies, and the mayhem will just be unacceptable to the human concept. And they've been brainwashing the people for years and years and years and years to accept these things because that's all they promote is death, mayhem, destruction. And it's a sick mind that is behind this. So anyway, this all goes back to when the time Reagan came to office. He was a California Hollywood actor. What a joke that is. And he allowed the Vatican to come back into the United States arms, and or vice versa, I guess you really would say. And that's where this thing all started again. And the entire Senate Foreign Relations Committee was governed by Roman Catholics. And at the top of the list, look whose name I see here written. Joseph Biden, who was the vice president of the United States under Mr. Obama, who happens to be a Jesuit priest. And Paul Sarbanes, Daniel Monaghan, Christopher Dodd, John Kerry, Mr. Skull and Bones, and the name is endless. And I would just like to read just a short little bit, and then I'm going to get off of this. When the Holy Alliance, and I, man, that makes me want to puke. The story hit the stands. There was virtually no arena of federal legislative activity, according to the 1992 World Almanac of U.S. Politics. That there was not directly controlled by a Roman Catholic senator or a representative. That's a big mouthful. But I thought we were a Protestant nation, aren't we? The committees and subcommittees of the United States Senate and House of Representatives governing commerce, communications, telecommunications, energy, medicine, health, education and welfare, human services, consumer protection, finance, financial institutions, transportation, labor, unemployment, hazardous material, taxation, bank regulation, currency, monetary policy, oversight of the Federal Reserve System, commodity prices, rent services, Small Business Administration, urban affairs, European affairs, Near Eastern and South Asian affairs, terrorism, narcotics, international communications, international economic trade, oceans, environmental policy, insurance, housing, community development. That's what they call sustainable development today, which is a Jesuit buzzword for today. Sustainable development. It doesn't mean anything what it sounds like. Search it out. Federal loan guarantees, economic stabilization measures, including wage and price control, gold and precious metal transactions, agriculture, animal and forestry industries, rural issues, nutrition, price supports, food for peace, agricultural exports, soil conservation, irrigation, stream and channelization, flood control, minority enterprise, environment and pollution, appropriations, defense and foreign operations, vaccines, drug labeling, and packaging, drug and alcohol abuse, inspection and certification of fish, processed food, the use of vitamins, saccharin, national health insurance proposal, human services, legal services, family relations, the arts and humanities, the handicapped, the aging, and in other words, virtually every aspect of secular life in this nation. And this is, they call it one nation under God, but what God is it under? Certainly not the God of the Bible. He doesn't promote abortion, drugs, alcoholism, murder, sexual. The people just have a warped sense of direction and truth. Their mind is clouded. They are deceived. And so, anyway, as we start this broadcast, I thank you for your patience and your interest and concern and desire for understanding the truth and listening to me. And I hope that it sincerely will be a help and an effort to you to understand. Okay, a time such as this. That's a mouthful in itself. This is a total documented historical factual proof that America's government was not founded upon Christian principles and foundations, but rather founded by the Jesuit order. And I've written this paper in response to certain members, which are Jesuit shills, short coats, who are out here and teaching the falsified, unbiblical teachings, who claim to be in opposition to the Jesuits, with words they spew from one side of their mouth, while teaching Jesuit spirituality, which is the rapture hoax, which is Babylon mystery religion, which is 666, out of the other. And this is Jesuitry at its finest. Now, to any who deny this one-time single event of Yeshua, miraculous second coming, you see the glorious appearing, the second coming, most importantly, called the first resurrection. And our blessed hope are all one and the same event. They're not different time frames. They're not different. They're not sequential. They're numerical. But this single event, which very importantly precedes the millennium. And it says in the scripture, the book of Revelation, that all eyes shall behold him. So how can there be a secret rapture? Now, anyone who teaches anything other than these biblical truths set forth in the scripture are teaching pure Jesuitry, and examples of that are the catching away and the rapture. And if you take your dictionary and look up the word rapture, use a little effort and self-thought, you'll find out that the word rapture is really a mental ecstasy. Like an epileptic seizure, like somebody that's medicated. It has nothing to do with meeting the Messiah in the air. It has nothing to do with transfiguration, which occurred on the Mount. People should really take a little time from their busy, busy, busy schedules. The Jesuits have made you so busy that you don't have time to barely go to the bathroom. They want to keep you that way so you won't study these things and seek these things and learn these things and use your mind to think. And the people are under a trance, a severe trance. Anyone who teaches anything other than these truths set forth in Scripture, like I said, are teaching Jesuitry, which is Ignatius Loyola's spirituality. And they have claiming secession, some of these people, to have a single separate state, put the blacks in another state, put the women in another state, you know, and it's just absolutely just ridiculous. And they deny the fulfillment of the 70th week of Daniel, and which happened when the Messiah took his last breath. It was fulfilled. There's not a 2,000-year separation between the 69th and 70th week. And they created this so they could set their rapture hoax, which was created back in the 1700s by the Jesuits Ribera and Bellarmine. And, of course, then Mary Margaret MacDonald in the 1830s jumped in on the bandwagon, the Jesuit Alcazar, the Jesuit Lacunza, the Jesuit de Chardin, and John Nelson Darby, who come out with the Scoville Bible, all put this futurism forward, that there is no Antichrist until this final last one. But you see, this is not true. The whole succession of popes is the title Pontifex Maximus, which is God-man on earth, God's representative in the flesh. That's what it supposedly is. And every pope has carried this very same title. The Pharaoh started this in Egypt. Like I said, Rome is the tail end of this system. Egypt is the very first, before Babylon. Hello. So, and another thing that I like to put before I end this, because Tom Press is doing this, and I don't want to go into there and step on his feet, and I appreciate his work. Moody Institute and the Dallas Theological Seminary promote these very same false teachings of Darby. And all these people, man, that listen to Moody Institute, and I know there's many, 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 and people I fellowship with are caught up in this claptrap. Man, this thing is so huge. It's so huge. You guys have any comment you'd like to throw in here at the time?
Well, me not directly. I'm really very interested in listening to this, but I just want to put one thing in there.
Okay. That maybe
is interesting to our listeners also. I mean, probably most of the people who listen to this show right now are Bible-believing Christians. I hope at least they are. But the point being is what I experienced in my life, that there hasn't been another generation or let's say the last two or three generations that are on the earth right now that have been farther away from God than ever in history before. And by not even being taught the word of God anymore, people are held in this matrix that you set from the Jesuits, in this hamster wheel exactly that they do, that you don't even have time to go to the toilet, you know. They want to keep you busy. They want to distract you from the truth, from all that stuff. The worst thing that happens in the last generations is that people have no idea again what or who God is, and they mock him all the way. They mock him in the media, whether it's in television, in magazines, in radio, in newspapers, everywhere. God is mocked in advertising and all that stuff. I saw a truck yesterday where the devil was next to God sitting there eating cheese, you know, as a that was advertisement. I felt sick when I saw this. And the Jesuits, for the most part, have played a very, very good role to take people away from the belief. And today you are almost branded as a conspiracy theorist when you talk about Jesus Christ. And they've done a very, very good job to do this, and by that is helping them to keep up this mystery, because mystery is occult, it means nothing else than hidden. And it's just hidden because they put so many distractions in front of the people. It's a little bit like the story of the cave from Plato. People should look into that. And when they see this, they have maybe an idea what we live in. I don't know if you can evaluate on that, Wayne, if you have any idea what I was talking about, this cave thing from Plato.
I have a comment here. Say, Mike, could you hold your thought right there?
Sure.
I want to do here is Mike is just mentioning futurism, but futurism is so big. It's such a big subject, and it's the biggest lie in the last 500 years. And so he mentioned Tom Frest. Every Wednesday, you can go to Grand Design Exposed and click on the Jesuits' Diabolical New World Order. Tom will go into this extensively and talk about Daniel 9:27 and bring this out very, very clear. But it's a very, very important. It's very, very important to understand this futurist lie. And that's my comment, Mike.
Okay. I would like to say one thing, that at the end of this, they will set the final Antichrist in Jerusalem, as I said in the beginning, and that is what Daniel 11:45 teaches. And the other scriptures that I have on here on the site, in this and other places, to prove this. And so these people out here that think that, you know, I'm teaching futurism, they're on drugs, man. They're blind. They can't see. They're lost. They've been swallowed up in the deception. And they want to mock me that I'm teaching futurism. Well, I'll say this in response to that with regard to my own self. The book of Revelation is totally, totally futurism. It doesn't open, it doesn't start, it doesn't begin until the day they set the man of sin, the final Antichrist, the false Messiah Pope, in God's holy city, Jerusalem. Now, I don't know how much more futurism you want, but there's futurism for you. And anybody that says, oh, we're at the sixth trump and we're here, we're there, they don't have a clue about the Bible a bit more than I can jump off a building and fly. So, and that's all I have to say about it. Anyhow, let me back to this. To have secession of any state, continent, or nation is to deny the Messiah's price he paid. It is to deny the fulfillment of the 70th week of Daniel, opening the door for the Jesuit-created rapture hoax, allowing the people to live their lives and do as they want and come home and go to church on the day of the sun, Sunday, and come home and watch football games, just like the Roman Colosseum, and drink their beer and whatever they do. They need to wake up. They've kept the people so energized with all the trinkets out here. iPads, iPhone, iPod, I mean, what is the eye? The pineal gland. Hello. Anyway, and our only hope, mankind's only ever hope, is the second coming, the glorious appearing, our blessed hope of the Messiah to come and take his bride to heaven. For his kingdom is not of this world. And to read this, I'd like to verify this. And it comes right from the book of St. John, chapter 14, and verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. And this is Messiah talking now. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. This is when he ascended up, after the 500 saw him. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And I ask the people, hello, is he in Jerusalem? Is he sitting over there? I don't think so. He's in the third heaven at the Father's throne. People really need to ponder this, because when they set this Antichrist up over there, the world's going to worship them. The Bible says so. So, anyway, If any in this world have not this one single promised glorious hope that the Messiah paid with his own blood, our redemption, our salvation, when Rome carried out the decree to assassinate him, to fulfill the scripture, then they've been led falsely astray. They're lost and they have no hope. And that's a terrible thing. And to the deceptions posed by, this is still critically responding to this falsehoods being taught out here. To the deceptions posed by some who continually and intentionally leave out the most significant bottom line reality and historical factual truths and evidence to deceive the masses while pretending to be leading them in all truths. Lucifer sun worship, which is Babylon mystery religion, which is 666, which is the mystery of iniquity that Brother Paul referred to, is organized today's religion, organized Christianity, churchianity, and is paganized Christianity. And that which is, was, and will be practiced until Yeshua returns. This is the second coming. This is the first resurrection, the glorious appearing, and our blessed hope, the Bible calls them all of these things. Now, we had a little fellowship yesterday, and it kind of went south, but this young man struggling, seeing all these things around him and suffocating him. I know what it is because I live it every day, I breathe. You see, the Bible is the most positive and only hope that we have, and I wanted to stress that. The Yeshua is coming to take us home away from this rotten piece of dirt here. It's so corrupt. It's just like the dog returning to its vomit, you know? I mean, it's the hog in the mire. I mean, that's not what that represents, but it does, you know? Anyhow. So a little history about myself, because this ain't about me, but about him. But just to give you a little credence here, I was born in Maryland, Maryland, which is named after and represents today's Queen of Heaven, which was Tammuz back in the Old Testament, in Ezekiel 8:14-18. And today it's Mary sitting atop the Capitol building in Washington, D.C., the history tells us America was named after Vespucci Amerigo, an Italian Roman Catholic explorer. And the capital of Amerigo, Washington, D.C., is named after another Catholic explorer, Christopher Columbus. And also hero, Roman sympathizer, Freemason and deist, and also Roman Catholic, George Washington. But Daniel Carroll supplied the land for the nation's capital. And after 26 years of Jesuit education in France, John Carroll returned to Maryland and founded Georgetown University. Now, this is where all the laws are written. They're not written up on Capitol Hill or the Senate or whatever, you know. That's all just a smokescreen. And if you'd like to expound on that just a little bit, Brother Walt, help yourself. Guess not. Anyway, it's actually a temple of worship, and it has Mary sitting on top of it. And people might do well to search out some of these things. Brother Waller has a lot of these things on his site, and I have very much on my website also. The Satanic Street Design of D.C., an aerial photograph from the Smithsonian I have, and it's very much there, you know, it's very much to wake you up. Showing the cross, the steeples, and everything what these churches are hooked up with and show off are truly part of Lucifer's sun worship. And the Bible says the whole world's deceived, and believe me, it is. And unfortunately, most people don't even want to hear these things, but you know, that's their choice in life. So. Um, So they founded Georgetown University in 1789, which is just so happens to be 13 years after Adam Weishaupt's Bavarian Illuminati in 1776, which 7 and 6 is another 13, the same year we became a nation. If you go back and read Tupper Saucy's book, you'd be really amazed to see how many 13s that he has written in his book. And no, I'm not a numerologist, but that's their favorite number. And it represents rebellion in the book of Genesis. But anyway, the same year we became a nation. Now, during this time, Charles Carroll was the wealthiest man in the colonies. And also being the commissioner of war during the Revolution. And it's interesting how all these Catholic people and pieces fit so perfectly together like a puzzle, but yet there's no Protestant pieces to America's founding. Why would that be? Brother Walden, you have something to say to that? Brother Walter, can you hear me?
Okay. Yes, Mike. I was busy doing something in the room. No, Mike, you're right on target. So, just keep on going.
Well, as a young child, I was led to the Enoch Pratt Library in Baltimore, where I was living from kindergarten to the third grade. And I have to think I must have been in about the third grade. Because after that, I moved to Annapolis. And anyway, and I hated history, by the way. You know, in the school, what they would teach you was like so humdrum, boring, so mundane. You know, it was like, what does this have to do with anything? And they weren't teaching the real history anyway. They were teaching, you know, Roosevelt's history and Eisenhower's history. And, but actually, they're teaching the Jesuits' history. A lie. And as I sat at the table, wondering why I had been brought there by the Messiah, I looked at all the majestic portraits of royalty upon the walls, the Carroll family, the Calverts, all the kings of England's pictures were up there, the queens, you know. And I was pretty taken back by it because man, these paintings were just like, I was in awe, to be honest with you, because they were just humongous. Quite a lot of care has been taken to display what was displayed. But anyhow, today I now realize what I was being shown and the true significance of my childhood, why the Messiah led me there so many years ago and to plant a seed for a time such as this. Now in your mind, if you would think, the most simple yet also profound and indisputable documented fact is that ancient history fully testifies to the fact, as far back as you go for thousands of years, that masses of people came together and they formed in their own different world governing political civilizations, which were world empires. But what is most profound documented is that each and every one of these world civilizations, whether it's the old world or the new world, and of course the new world order is nothing but the old world order revised, they all had in common the same exact one and same religious system that influenced and the word controlled them. And that religious system was Babylon mystery religion, which is Lucifer sun worship, which is 666. And you get the number 666 with the 1 times 2 times 3 times 4, the 36 gods. And that's what Rome worshipped, and that's what they still worship. You just don't know about it. And for an example, in the old world empire, Egypt, Assyria, Babylon, Media Persia, Greece, and Rome, And, of course, the New World, the Aztecs, the Mayans, the Incas, the Toltec, and the Sioux all worship the sun. And a good thing to look for reference to that in the Old Testament is Ezekiel 8:14 through 18. Very profound. You can see that it's certainly it's an abomination unto the Messiah because is anything but happy with it. And so I'd ask you, can you really grasp or fathom, comprehend the magnitude and impact this one world religious system has had upon all of humanity since Eve became deified in the garden? And the reason I try to stress this, because nobody out here is teaching this but one person. And Babylon mystery religion, which was in Paul's day then, of course, because it has been through every civilization, is the most secretive, covered up, man-made, the largest, most powerful, influential, and most wealthiest religion in the world. And this is the great mystery. Now, how is this possible, you'd ask? It's because it masquerades itself, because it masquerades itself as Christianity. Attaching the title of Christ to anything makes it sacred and holy. But in reality, it's Lucifer sun worship. And if you look on the back of your dollar bill, you'll see the pyramid with the capstone unattached and the all-seeing eye of Horus, who represents Lucifer, and the words Anuit Coeptis Novus Ordo Seclorum. And that's the setting of the New World Order, basically, is setting this Pope up in Jerusalem. And it's in your face since you was born, and you don't even know what it means because it's in Latin. Why would that be? Because they don't want you to know what it means. But by the grace of God, I'm able to expose some of these things, as are these brothers on this phone. This is why the Bible calls this mystery, because it's hidden. It works in secret, lies and deceives, and keeps society from ever knowing what or who in reality they really worship. And the center of Lucifer sun worship is the Roman Catholic Church, with its sovereign high priest of the sun, of Sol Invictus, being the Pope. And his title is Pontifex Maximus, God, man on earth. He rules the whole world, and every part of it is a lie to make a few people super wealthy and powerful in order to control the masses and to keep them in poverty and enslaved. It's the greatest theatrical production upon the earth, all being orchestrated by Satan and the Jesuit general, the Black Pope, Peter Hans Kolvenbach. And they have their Jesuit Trinity that I've announced before in other shows, Adolfo Nicholas, and this last Pope, Francis. They're all three Jesuits. So there's your Black Jesuit Trinity. The Babylonian Trinity. Because the Bible only teaches of God and His Son, there is no Trinity. 1 John 5, 7 and 8 has been placed in there to deceive you and the mother and child right from Babylon, right from Egypt. It's all the same. Anyway. The history of the nation of England is the uttermost classic story and example of being the only nation ever separating herself from the yoke of Rome and the slavery of the system of Lucifer sun worship, and the brutal savage warfare and struggle between the Roman Catholic Church and seemingly the Jesuits and all of Catholic Europe, uniting a against the small island nation of England to bring her back into the fold of Rome. And it all began during the years when King Henry VIII reigned from 1509 to 1547. And it climaxed victorious for England 150 years later in 1688 when England finally threw off the yoke of Romanism and became the only nation ever in this world to become truly Protestant, Protestant. It's the year of the Glorious Revolution. And let us read what our greatest enemy's source has to say. IAB, which I don't know whose initials they are. I have an idea, but I don't have proof, so I don't want to say. By the grace of God, King or Queen of England, Scotland, Ireland, defender of the faith, do solemnly and sincerely in the presence of God profess, testify, and declare that I do believe that in the sacrament of the Lord's Supper there is not any transubstantiation of the elements of bread and wine into the body and blood of Christ, or after the consecration thereof by any person whatsoever. And as the invocation or the adoration of the Virgin Mary or any other saint, and the sacrifice of the Mass, as they are now used in the Church of Rome, are superstitious and idolatrous. And I have proof of that also by their words modern day on another posting I have up there, where one of their own bishops states the very same thing to the Pope when he came over here to visit Mr. Bush. And I do solemnly, in the presence of God, profess, testify, and declare that I do make this declaration, every part thereof, in plain and ordinary sense of the words read unto me, as they are commonly understood by English Protestants, without any evasion, equivocation, or mental reservation whatsoever, and without any dispensation already granted me by the Pope, or any other authority or person whatsoever, and without any hope of any such dispensation from any person or authority whatsoever, without thinking that I am or can be acquitted before God or man, or absolved of this declaration or any part thereof, although the Pope or any other person or persons or power whatsoever should dispense with or annul the same or declare that it was null and void from the beginning. That's pretty interesting. There's a lot here, so I'm trying to go through it, not too fast, but not too slow either. So. And lopsided, slanted, hidden from history are the true factual events and the many failed attempts of militarily forcing England back into the fold of Rome. And just to name a few of the Smithfield Fire, where 300 Protestants were burned alive, and the many different attempts against Queen Elizabeth, the Spanish Armada, which is the biggest embarrassment to this day to the Catholic Church. I think there were like 31 ships lost. God's hand was in that, believe it. The gunpowder plot, Guy Fawkes Day, they tried to blow the king up from off of his throne. Several failed attempts made by the Jacobites. And then they came over here and set up in South Carolina. I'm in North Carolina, by the way. Rome couldn't reshackle England and was losing control and needed a place to launch her counterattack in secret. And instead of being open and forceful like the Inquisition for 1,260 years during the Dark Ages, she now went behind the scenes for her futuristic global mission. Thus, it brings forth Maryland in 1633 aboard the Ark and the Dove, the book written by J. Moss Ives, and there's other books out here that verify this. They were the two ships used to transport, and I don't like to call them, but they name him Jesuit Father Andrew White. I don't call any man father. I never call my own dad father. So, and Al Fan and one other Jesuit priest whose name I've never been able to secure. And the 13 colonies with Maryland as its leadership role of the newfound land. And the renamed District of Columbia's Roman Catholic United States of America, which I call the Eighth Head. And with its original name being Rome, with the River Tiber, named by Catholic owner Francis Pope, the sheriff of Charles County, her mission was to separate the colonies from England. And this at the Jesuits' hand, you know, and to make legal what was illegal in England. And that was to worship this Babylon system of mystery religion of the sun worship. And every time you see them hold the wafer up with a cross on it or not, and most of them have a cross, it's really a sun symbol. It's not representative of the Messiah and his blood. That's all a hoax. That's what they tell their laity, so to speak, just the people that go to the church. But the hierarchy know well that this is a sun disk representing Lucifer because they're Satan worshipers. And the last seven popes have not been Roman Catholic. No, I did not stutter. They've been Satanists. Here's a little biography of the Jesuit White. This is from a Catholic source. I didn't write this. Born in London, he entered a Spanish seminary. He studied in Douai, France. Was ordained a Jesuit priest in 1605. He risked a cruel death during a period of renewed Catholic persecution. Remember, England and the colonies were Protestant. By becoming a missionary to Protestant England, in 1606, it's hard to read, it's very small, I'm sorry, he was captured and banished from England following the Gunpowder Plot and joined the Society of Jesus, the Jesuit order, which the Black Pope controlled the next year. And by the late 1620s or early 1630s, he was advising George and later Cecil Calvert about the colonization of America. And on November 22nd, 1633, he accompanied the first colonists to Maryland as a superior of the Jesuit mission. He celebrated the first Catholic Mass in English America on March 25th, 1634. And for the next decade, labored to convert Indians and colonists alike. And I'd just like to throw this in that, you know, he was teaching them this sun worship. And as these priests, whichever branch they would be from, went around the world doing this. But anyway, when they come over here and these Indians over here were getting wise of what they were doing and they didn't want to participate in that, then these Jesuits would poison them. And the Indians were smart enough that they took notice of what they were doing and then they started poisoning the Jesuits back. Oh, you see, but you know, you don't never scald the scalder. Because they go crying like little babies with their tail between their legs, screaming the loudest. You know, like when they founded Jamestown, and I'm jump off track just for a second, I'll come back. When they founded Jamestown, for an example, you know, the colonists, they were all found dead, you see. And they were buried, and nobody paid no mind. So some years later, man, they went to dig these people up. And their bodies are fully intact, proving that the Indians did not massacre these people with their little tomahawks and their little bow and arrows. No, no, no. the Jesuits poisoned them. Search that out. So, look at the original colonies, 13 colonies. It's Catholic, I might ask. And the answer is Maryland. On my website, the picture Andrew White is selling the superstitionists and idolatrous religions to the Indians, what I just discussed. And you notice he was taken back to England in chains. Now fast forward to 2011, and there's 28 Jesuit universities and well over 200 colleges that are Catholic. And, of course, they all teach Ignatius Loyola's spirituality right from Georgetown where it began. And nobody gets it. Not these young kids out here. They don't have a clue. They're just being totally brainwashed. They're Manchurian candidates without knowing it, except they don't have a trigger or the buzzword. But then some of them do, because Columbine was a perfect fact of that, and Virginia Tech was a perfect fact of that. The Beltway Shooter was a perfect fact of that, you see. So start searching some of this stuff out, folks. We're running out of time here, like Brother Walt says, and he's fixing to reshackle the people and put them in camps. And I'm sure you'd rather die alone, a little humility and with your Creator, than you would in these camps, starved to death. You've seen the pictures of the Jews. What they did to the Germans was even worse. But anyhow. This has been going on, folks, for so long, it makes me want to throw up. They did this to Russia. They did it to Japan. Japan was paid back with Hiroshima and Nagasaki for throwing the Jesuits out. Well, we'll pay them back. And Fukushima, or however you pronounce it, that's what's going on today. And you see what's going on still. They're still paying them back. But nobody gets it. Nobody gets it. Nobody wants to take the time to get it. Hey, it ain't knocking at my door. What does it matter? It ain't my kids. It ain't my mother. It ain't my wife. It ain't my husband. They're breaking the families up everywhere, destroying everything that God has created that was good. And the world just goes on in a tailspin. They don't even see what's going on around them. And again, I pray that God will remove the scale from their eyes that they may see and hear. And, it's sad, 2 Christians a day, and I don't even like to use the word Christian, because to me that's nothing more than a sun worship. That's all that is. It's just a label they put Christ's title to, you see, and it's all a hoax. I forgot even what I was saying. I get so upset about all this. I'm sorry. They're breaking the families up, you know. They keep them so entertained and occupied. That's what the Roman games were all about. The Colosseums, whether it was lions eating them or soldiers were slaughtering them, didn't matter. It was just excitement. And once they've seen that blood, they want more and more and more and more and more, and they can't never get enough. It's like a disease. It's like a cancer eating at them. They want more blood. And it's all satanic blood sacrifice. That's that spirit that's leading the people. And I'm telling you, folks, the scripture says it's going to be worse this time than it ever has since this earth was created. And we need to give some severe consideration to the things that we're looking straight in the face of. Because certainly the preachers aren't preaching it. They're preaching all of the rapture and all the lies out here, keeping the people happy so they can come home and watch football and drink beer, smoke dope, or whatever they do, you know. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. The ark's being built. Oh, wow. You got to be crazy. You're building that in the desert. It never rained here before. It always was watered from underneath. You got to be crazy, Noah. Yeah, I guess. So, 6 of the 9 chief justices on the Supreme Court are Catholic. at least at the time of this writing, about 3 or 4 years ago when I put this together. Remember, Jesuit White was a missionary to Protestant England. Now the Jesuits that came over here had missionaries to spread their superstitious and idolatrous religion in the Protestant colonies to infiltrate. And in 1776, like I said, 13, the Jesuits fomented the American Revolution using Freemasonry. Look at Washington, D.C.'s layout. And it's worshiping Lucifer, the hierarchy. All worship Lucifer. Go to the light bearer in the east. This is what the Bible in Ezekiel 8:14-18 speaks so highly against. To make legal mass, which was illegal in England, to make it legal over here. Because they couldn't even vote over here, the Catholics. They couldn't even get together and have worship or fellowship unless it was in each other's homes, out of sight and out of view, because they would be executed here and in England. So this is why the Jesuits went underground so quietly and have put this thing together. Oh, and I know what I was going to say now. I remembered. Thank you, Father. That, you know, two Christians can't get along, guys, for 5 minutes. They want to sit and argue and scream and fight and act like two heathens. But you see, the Jesuits have 400 plus years have sat here very quietly and just kept on. And they're succeeding. And that's shameful on Christianity, brother. And like I said, I don't even like the word Christianity. So. But anyway. I pray that some people out here listen and maybe something I say will perk their interest. Enough to just say, you know, this guy's an idiot. He's an asshole. He's a moron. He's stupid. He's a fool. Or whatever it takes to make you to dig for yourself to find out that what I am teaching is the truth. This ain't about me, like I said. It's about the king who died for you. You're going to have to kneel before him, you know. And the time is fast approaching. Fast approaching. All these camps are set up. It's all ready to drop, man. It's all ready to drop. And everybody just sings Kumbaya on Sunday. Who's playing again? Who's the quarterback today? Yeah, exactly. Who gives a shit who's the quarterback? Makes me want to throw up. Why is the football shaped like it is, like a woman's parts? Coincidence or by design? Why does a man reach under the quarterback and grab his balls? Coincidence or by design? Better search some of this out, too. No, I'm not being nasty, just truthful. Anyway. Now, the Jesuits have been kicked out over 80 countries. Why would that be? Because they're taking over the governments. Now, what's unique about America, you see, people, this is the only nation on planet Earth. Well, it's not a planet, according
to the
modern,
Mike.
But I don't want to go there. On this Earth that was founded by the Jesuits. Set up by the Jesuits, controlled by the Jesuits, run by the Jesuits. And so they can't be kicked out of this country like some advocate falsely out of the left side of their mouth, which is the most stupidest thing there is.
Can you hear me, Mike?
Yes.
Yeah, we got about a minute. You want to wrap it up here and we can have a part two next week.
Okay. I hope I haven't bored you, but disturbed you. My website is avenueoflight.com. And my phone number is 828-494-9368. I appreciate calls anytime. Try to prove me wrong. Prove me wrong about all of it, any of it, some of it, something. Put forth an effort. My brother Walter's website is The Grand Design Exposed. Check that out. And brother York, tell them what your website is, your YouTube website is called, so they can may come to check that out.
Yeah, my YouTube channel is called Jobler 66.
Jobler
66. Joggler 66.
Okay.
And just to clarify the stuff that I was talking about earlier about Plato, you can look that up. It's The Allegory of the Cave, book 7 of the Republic of Plato's book. Really interesting to see what the Matrix is all about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Also, we're going to be doing a broadcast tomorrow on the 27th, and you can go to Grand Design Exposed and click on the connection to 1776, and we have the archives up there, and you can listen to the broadcast tomorrow, 15 minutes after the broadcast. So thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
I thought that was Tuesday, Brother Walt.
No, we have a broadcast tomorrow on Sunday. We broadcast every Sunday.
Right. Okay.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Tomorrow
yeah.
is Sunday.
Yeah.
I lost the day. Forgive me.
Okay. Go. Bye for now.
Thank you.
Bye for now.